like that. Gabby wheels past a big earthenware jug to Bildor. Something sloshed.
What is this?
Apple juice, said Spigot. The others laughed.
Ah, said Bildor. Strong distilled spirits given humorously to the unsuspecting newcomer, thus to afford simple amusement when he becomes inadvertently inebriated.
Quar, said Spigot.
Bildor took a long swig.
And I saw swallows flying low, said Duke, and partridges are heading for the woods, and there's a lot of big snails about, and...
I don't reckon any of them buggers knows the first thing about meteorology, says Spigot. I reckon you goes round telling them. Hey, lads, big storm coming, Mr. Spider, so get on and do something folklorish.
Bildor took another drink. What is the name of the blacksmith in the village?
Spigot nodded. That's Ned Simnel, down by the green. Of course, he's real busy about now, what with the harvest and all.
I have some work for him.
Bildor got up and strode away towards the gate. Bill? He stopped.
Yes?
You can leave the brandy behind, then. The village forge was dark and stifling in the heat, but Bildor had very good eyesight. Something moved among a complicated heap of metal. It turned out to be the lower half of a man. His upper body was somewhere in the machinery, from which came the occasional grunt. A hand shot out as Bildor approached.
Right, give me a 3/8 Gripply.
Bill looked around. A variety of tools were strewn around the forge.
Come on, come on,
said a voice from somewhere in the machine. Bildor selected a piece of shaped metal at random and placed it in the hand. It was drawn inside. There was a metallic noise and a grunt.
I said a Gripply. This isn't a...
There was the scringing noise of a piece of metal giving way.
My thumb, you made me.
There was a clang.
Oh, that was my head. Now look what you made me do. And the ratchet spring snapped off in the trunnion armature again. Do you realise?
No, I am sorry.
There was a pause.
Is that you, young Egbert?
No. It is me, old Bildor.
There was a series of thumps and twanging noises as the top half of the human extricated itself from the machinery and turned out to belong to a young man with black curly hair, a black face, black shirt, and black apron. He wiped a cloth across his face, leaving a pink smear, and blinked the sweat out of his eyes.
Who are you?
Good old Bildor, working for Miss Flitworth.
Oh, yes, the man in the fire. Hero of the hour, I heard. Put it there.
He extended a black hand. Bildor looked at it blankly.
I am sorry. I still do not know what a 3/8 Gripply is.
I mean your hand, Mr. Dor.
Bildor hesitated and then put his hand in the young man's palm. The oil-rimmed eyes glazed for a moment as the brain overruled the sense of touch, and then the smith smiled.
The name Simnel. What do you think, eh?
It's a good name.
No, I mean the machine. Pretty ingenious, eh?
Bildor regarded it with polite incomprehension. It looked at first sight like a portable windmill that had been attacked by an enormous insect, and at second sight like a touring torture chamber for an Inquisition that wanted to get out and about a bit and enjoy the fresh air. Mysterious jointed arms stuck out at various angles. There were belts and long springs. The whole thing was mounted on spiked metal wheels.
Of course, you're not seeing it at its best when it's standing still, said Simnel. It needs a horse to pull it. At the moment, anyway. I've got one or two rather radical ideas in that direction, he added dreamily.
It is a device of some sort?
Simnel looked mildly affronted.
I prefer the term... machine, he said. It will revolutionise farming methods and drag them kicking and screaming into the century of the fruit bat. My folk have had this forge for 300 years, but Ned Simnel doesn't intend to spend the rest of his life nailing bits of bent metal onto horses, I can tell you.
Bill looked at him blankly. Then he bent down and glanced under the machine. A dozen sickles were bolted to a big horizontal wheel. Ingenious linkages took power from the wheels via a selection of pulleys to a whirligig arrangement of metal arms.